Pacific 92 East Coast Radio.
Hello, Buzz.
Should we?
Don't. Not now.
Or shouldn't we? It's time for Normalize That.
Forgot about Buzz. Every Friday, we normalize some sort of social behavior. We decide on etiquette. We talk about this. We have spoken about whether we should walk on an escalator. That was quite interesting. Or just wait. Let it take you up. Do you actually save time? That was last week, Friday. Was the week before, I can't remember. This week, something interesting. I've got a question for you. Do you take your shoes off when you are at home? Do you ask people to take it off when they come round? 50% of people ask guests to take off their shoes before coming into their home because shoes are covered with bacteria, according to health experts. Some people even go as far as calling it barbaric to wear your shoes inside the house. I am not saying anything.
Wow.
I know, right? I will tell you that for the longest time, this thought didn't cross my mind. But pre-COVID-19, I did some renovations in my house and I got new floors. And I had decided that I am never, ever, ever going to be walking around with shoes on my new floors. So that's the only reason why I did it. Also, now in the place that I'm living in Durban, I only do it because of comfort. It's not my place. So I can walk around with dirty shoes, but also I'm living there. And if you think about it, you're walking everywhere. I always am on alert when I'm in a public toilet. Imagine like going and using a toilet at the office or in the mall and then walking all over that stuff. And you know those floors are pretty manky. And then you go to your house and then all that stuff, you're tracking inside. Rory, what's your stance on this?
I know I should do it, but I don't always do it. I do it when I think about it. I'm like, oh, shoes, take them off. Andy's staring at me now. I'm going to bite my head off.
Sus.
I don't always do it. I don't know. I should.
Andy said something interesting because I don't think that this is a cultural thing.
We grew up that you go into someone's house, you take your shoes off. I still do it. Maybe it's not a cultural South African cultural thing, but I know that in the most black homes, you have to take your shoes off. Even if you're visiting, some people will be like, no, don't take your shoes off because I'm so used to taking my shoes off. Mm. Ew.
I've never thought about that. I am that kind of person. I read another survey where they said that about 30% of people take off their shoes at home. But from that 30% of people, 50% of those people, quick maths, wouldn't ask other people to take off their shoes. And I'm that person. Like, I would take my shoes off, but it's so uncomfortable and awkward when someone comes around, and especially if they're coming around for the first time, you tell them to take off their shoes. What if they have a hole in their sock or like they have feet? All of that stuff.
Or athlete's foot and it smells.
There's some dodgy feet out there.
It smells like blue cheese.
But it's also an awkward conversation to have to people who don't understand this. I am for normalizing taking off your shoes inside the house, especially now with COVID-19. I think a lot of people have adopted this behavior. Rory, I urge you to please take heed and consider baby steps.
Baby steps.
I think there's a pun somewhere.
There's got it.
Take Definitely. Off your shoes when you get home. I've been doing it for the last 6 months and it is life-changing. Not only because you're not tracking in dirt, it's so comfortable.
You just feel more comfortable, right?
It's so nice. Put up your foot on the feet on the couch. I mean, you drop something, the 5-second rule turns into a 10-second rule because things are clean. And that's what we're asking you this afternoon. Should we normalize taking off your shoes before entering the house?
Hi, Beck. I feel we should normalize taking our shoes off when you enter our house, because I was also reading recently that the amount of germs and bacteria on your shoes is the same amount that you carry on your hand, which is a lot. So I think, especially during COVID, I think that's the safer route to take off your shoes. Thanks, Beck. Have a great weekend.
Hey, East Coast Radio, this is Vaynant from Newcastle. And I need to say, when I get home, I take off my shoes. It's comfortable, it's relaxing. However, if I do get guests, put on my shoes again, invite them in. I do not ask them to take off their shoes, but eventually I will lose mine again and just feel comfortable barefoot in my house, because, you know, that is the time you want to relax. So,
As it is closed, my name is Kuben, I'm a taxify driver. I think it's a respect to take your shoes off, because your home should be respected as utmost best.
Hello, Fezzi.
Hello, Vic. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Tell us, what's your stance on this? Should we normalize taking our shoes off when we enter the house?
Well, for me, if you've got like open-toed shoes, I don't mind. You can keep them on or you can take them off. It's up to you. But if you've got closed-toed shoes, like sneakers and formal shoes, I absolutely insist, please, keep them on because people have smelly feet. And I'd rather be cleaning my house 1,000 times because of the bacteria than sit and try and hold a straight face while I can smell your smelly feet. Because I know myself, I won't have the courage to tell you that, bro, your feet are really not doing the thing.
Just don't like confrontation. There are many people out there who wear sneakers without socks. Believe it or not, that's something also we need to normalize. Okay, Spezi, I feel you. And while we're on the topic of open-toed shoes, just a heads up that it is summer season. So you know what you need to do. Do the right things. Kalim Scott, No Matter What, on KZN's number one in music station, East Coast Radio. What a sad song, All Up in My Fields. Played you some Carl Day Trisbal with Spain. Hello, happy Friday. My name is Vic Naidu. And because it's Friday, the lovely folks at Aero have declared Aero a feel-good Friday. Because like we say, there are many good things in this world that we should sometimes celebrate. A lot of bad also happening, but we never hear the good that's going around. And that's why we want to feel good every Friday. We wanted you to share your feel-good stories with us, something that you experienced firsthand, and it really just, you know, it melted you. And now I want to melt into them. And you came through. That number that you had to send your stories, 061-7800. And the best one, not the best one, because all these stories are amazing, but we have to have one winner, gets to win a hamper from Aero plus a voucher for You Cook worth 2,500 rand. Some of the stories.
Hi, East Coast Radio. This is Nastasha from Ladysmith. So this past week, I had to work overtime at work and my mom got sick. She's got lupus, so she doesn't really cope well. And my boyfriend and my sister decided to help me out by cooking and doing my chores for me while I worked. And they brought me lunch every day for the past week. Hashtag Aero Feel Good Friday.
That really is a good story. My heart melted there.
I have a feel good story. Long story, but the short of it, I was battling to get poles up to Mpumalanga. I could not get a courier service to do it for me. And if someone could do it, it was very expensive. So my brother decided that he will drive up and come and fetch the poles and drive back the same day.
How sweet.
It is a 7-hour drive.
Wow.
And just to help me to get these poles to the customer who needed it. He didn't want any payment, nothing. He just drove up, picked it up, and went back. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Oh, yes, you're speaking to Anna-Marie from Amanzam Toti.
Anna-Marie, what an amazing, uplifting story. You know, you just get people out there who do things and they don't expect anything in return. Those are the best kinds of people.
Hi there. During lockdown, I lost my job like numerous other people, and I was really battling. My tires were in a shocking state with metal coming through, and a very kind gentleman down the road told me to go to a tire place nearby where I live, and he put on two brand new tires for me. I can't tell you how grateful I was to this gentleman.
Charlene.
Hi there.
Your story just melted me. So you needed tires, and tell us
I
that story. Give me a recap again.
Well, I lost my job, like many others, and the metal was actually coming through on my front tires, and
oh,
it was extremely dangerous to drive. Yeah, but I just didn't have the money to replace them. So I put a little WhatsApp on our road, and a gentleman kindly called me and said, "My dear, go to the local tire place, and I will put two new tires on your car."
Wow, I'm speechless. You know what, Charlene? I'm so happy for you this afternoon. Congratulations. Your story to melt into has won you an Aero hamper plus a voucher for You Cook, who delivers boxes of ingredients to cook your own gourmet meal. So that's also going to come in really handy during this time of your unemployment.
Wonderful.
Yes, it's worth 2,500 rands. Pay it forward, okay? And thank you for sharing your story.
Million tears, I'm so happy.
Okay, cool. Take care.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Awesome stuff.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.